Harper Audio presents End of the Good Life, how the financial crisis threatens a lost generation and what we can do about it, by Reva Froymovich, read by Sunila Nankani. Prologue. The American Dream. There was a time when the American Dream was not an illusion. In 1981, a young couple named Joseph and Esfira took a risk and headed to America from the former Soviet Union. He was 31 years old. She was 28. They didn't know the language of their new country or where they would live. They just knew they wanted to do better for themselves, and the United States was the place to do that. Joseph had grown up in a two-room basement apartment in Chernivtsi, a small city in today's southwest Ukraine. He lived with his parents and four siblings in a space that had previously housed barnyard animals. The apartment shared a dirt courtyard and an outhouse with two other small apartment buildings. Because it sat at the bottom of a steep, unpaved road, whenever it rained, muddy water seeped through the single window and the dungeon-like space flooded. Joseph's parents earned a meager living as tailors and sometimes asked him to beg neighbors for help. When it came time to enroll in middle school, his parents sent him off to a government-funded boarding school because they couldn't afford to feed all their children. On the weekends, when he returned home, Joseph would watch his mother, Esther, make a three-course meal out of potatoes. He often woke up in the middle of the night to the sound of his father, Shalom, hunched over a sewing machine, making coats to sell on the black market to earn extra cash to support the family. For no reason except his own imagination, Joseph dreamed he could have more. As a teenager and young adult, Joseph grew increasingly determined to shape his future. He became a gymnast and grew disciplined. He set his sights on becoming the first person in his family to go to college, and he did. He studied at night toward a master's degree in physics and engineering from Chernivtsi National University while working at a local factory during the day. Before graduating, he met and married Esfira, who went on to receive her own advanced degree in mathematics from the same school. They moved in with her parents, sharing a one-bedroom apartment on the top floor of a five-story walk-up building, constructed during the Khrushchev era in the 1960s. When they welcomed their first child into the world, the apartment then had to fit five. Esfira and Joseph wanted to give their new daughter more than communal living and potato dinners. So like many before them, they packed their few possessions and headed to a land of opportunity, America. They rented the ground floor apartment of a two-family house in Staten Island, New York, with the help of the New York Association for New Americans, NYANA, an agency that was established in 1949 to help settle survivors of the Holocaust, and that went on to serve refugees from across the world. In the United States, Joseph and Esfira's education opened the way for careers that gave them opportunities to build their lives so they no longer had to live hand to mouth. To boost Esfira's math background, NYANA set her up with English language and bookkeeping courses to prepare her for her job interviews. Once she was ready to apply for positions, NYANA sent out her resume, and the main branch of Harlem Savings Bank in Manhattan, later renamed Apple Bank for Savings, called Esfira in for a meeting. It was difficult for her to answer their questions, and as she walked home from the train station following the interview, Esfira was nervous and realized that she didn't even fully understand the responsibilities of the job.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?